Terry Jones, principal of Peterborough Regional College. At the moment, you're in charge of all that, aren't you? You're bringing that all together, but it's on a smaller scale, isn't it?
That's right. And with our partners, Anglia Ruskin University. So we run the university centre here. It's really successful, but we have, inevitably, a limited range of courses. We only offer about 27 at the moment. And what a city the size of Peterborough needs is 10 times that, to offer the choice that will really work for students.
We heard this morning from Opportunity Peterborough, we've heard from Eric Winston, we've heard from others, you know, the plans are, when we get this new mayor, he's got this mandate to build, or she has got this mandate to put a university here, you know, 12,500 students. I mean, are you working towards that now? Are you thinking ahead of that?
Our assumptions are that by 2035 we can grow the university student population to 12,500. And we're not starting from zero, of course. We have about 750 students here at the moment. We can do that, but we need the grant funding to get us on our way. So far, the local enterprise partnership and the local authority have been absolutely fantastic. And what we're looking for in a new combined authority and in the elected mayor is people who will get behind that and do the right thing for Peterborough.
Yeah, and you look ahead, do you now, or dare you look ahead? Because there have been so many false starts for this this university in Peterborough. I remember coming here in 1989 as a young DJ to play tunes at Shanghai Sam's nightclub, and people then were talking about, oh, we're getting a university soon. So it's got to happen this time, hasn't it?
Well, surely you're not that old, is the first thing I'd say, Paul.
Double Trouble and the Rebel MC were big then.
Yeah, there are some key differences between now and then. The first difference is that the government are deregulating the university sector, and the bill that's passing through Parliament at the moment is going to make it so much easier for a new university to start up. The next thing is, we're not starting from zero. We have University Centre Peterborough, we have a strong cohort of students that's growing every year and getting great results. And finally, we've got support from the local authority and from the LEP, and hopefully in the future from the combined authority. So those are the forces at work, and they're going to get us over the finish line.
How soon can we build it when the mayor takes office on May the 5th? How soon can we get the stones in, get the footings in, you know, get the windows in?
Well, everyone's thinking about buildings, and buildings aren't the most important aspect of this. And certainly if you're a student, it doesn't matter whether you're in a leased building or a new build. It's the quality of the education that counts. But to answer your question, the earliest that we could get university title, an independent University of Peterborough, it theoretically would be 2022.
And that means you can give out your own degrees then?
Exactly. Because the situation at the moment is they're awarded by Anglia Ruskin University. We're developing our own degree courses now, and Anglia Ruskin are moving more towards a validation model, giving us more autonomy, but 2022 is the earliest we could have a university title.
David Shaw is with us as well, town planner. You know a little bit about this city,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I've been around a while. Yes.
I was saying earlier on, I think I've found somewhere to put the university. It's North Westgate, David.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. A university would bring so much to the city centre. We know it will bring lots of jobs, and that's not just academic jobs. I think the multiplier effect is that if we've got 12,000 students, we'll probably have 3,000 jobs perhaps at the university. We'll have another 3,000 jobs that will create in the rest of the city. It'll bring an awful lot of good economic growth to the city, and the city centre is where it really needs to be. A wonderful site North Westgate would make, right next to all the public transport in the heart of the city, and it needs developing. It would be a wonderful place to put some of it.